USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of Republican senators will join Missouri Senator Josh Hawley in raising objections to the Electoral College vote when Congress meets to certify the presidential election on January 6th. Texas Senator Ted Cruz announced Saturday that he would lead the effort in the Senate. Representative Chuck Fleischman says he thinks the entire congressional delegation from Tennessee will join him in objecting. He tells Fox News that he will try to get his constituents answers about alleged irregularities in swing states.
Fundamental to our great republic, our constitutional republic, is the sanctity of the vote. And after listening to my constituents from across the 3rd District of Tennessee and actually looking at what happened in these swing states, I've got grave concerns about the process that went on, and I'm going to voice those concerns with an objection standing with President Trump on this week.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired. And they are hopeless, completely hopeless, because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
Funeral services for Congressman-elect Luke Letlow were held Saturday in Louisiana, a day before he was set to be sworn in to the House of Representatives. Letlow died Tuesday of complications of COVID-19. He was eulogized by the man whose seat he would have taken. Letlow served as chief of staff for Representative Ralph Abraham, who told mourners that Letlow's example of service is something to be emulated.
And I see many young people out here hopefully aspiring to be the people's servants. And it matters that you care, and it matters that you act, and it matters that you do things with your life that have purpose and that have meaning, and you do it with character, and you do it with honor. That's what Luke did, and that's what we need to do to try to emulate him.
Letlow is survived by his wife, Julia, and their two young children. He was 41. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Tonight is your chance to see the last meteor shower of the season. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The first meteor shower of the new year and the last of the season lights up the sky tonight. The Quadranted meteor shower peaking overnight. NASA calls it one of the best meteor showers. The Quadranteds were first seen in 1825 and originate from the small asteroid 1003 EH1, which was discovered by the Lowell Observatory in 2003. If you're in the prime spot, you could see bright, colorful blasts of light dozens of times an hour.
Iran has alerted a UN nuclear watchdog that it will begin enriching uranium up to 20% as soon as possible, putting that country's nuclear program closer to making weapons-grade materials. The announcement comes as the one-year anniversary of the killing of one of Iran's top generals in a drone strike in Iraq approaches. Officials have been worried about possible retaliation from Iran as the anniversary nears. The decision from the Iranians appears to be an attempt to gain some relief from international sanctions, as well as to influence the policies of the incoming Biden administration. And the Coast Guard has suspended its search for a boat heading to Florida with 20 people aboard. Authorities say the vessel left the Bahamas on Monday and was planning to make the around 50-mile journey to Lake Worth, Florida. After receiving reports that the boat had never arrived, the Coast Guard searched for the missing boat for 3 days before suspending the search. The Coast Guard says the search could resume if new information on the boat's whereabouts is received. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.